But the Antichrist is more than just a witch. He's the witch. He's just about as witchy as you can get.
Would he be harder to get rid of than, say, a demon? Asked Chadwell, who had begun to brighten.
Not much more, said Aziraphale, who had never done other to get rid of demons than to hint to them very strongly that he, Aziraphale, had some work to be getting on with, and wasn't it getting late? And Crowley had always got the hint. Shadwell looked down at his right hand and smiled. Then he hesitated.
This Antichrist! How many nipples has he?
The end justifies the means, thought Aziraphale, and the road to hell is paved with good intentions. This is not actually true. The road to hell is paved with frozen door-to-door salesmen. On weekends, many of the younger demons go ice skating down it. And he lied, cheerfully and convincingly.
Oodles! Pots of them! His chest is covered with them! He makes Diana of the Ephesians look positively nipple-less.
I wouldn't know about this Diana of yours, said Chadwell. But if he's a witch, and it sounds to me like he is, then, speaking as a sergeant in the W.E., I'm your man.
Good, said Aziraphale through Madam Tracy. I'm not sure about this killing business, said Madam Tracy herself, but if it's this man, this Antichrist, or everybody else, then I suppose we don't really have any choice.
Exactly, dear lady, she replied. Now, Sergeant Shadwell, have you a weapon?
Shadwell rubbed his right hand with his left, clenching and unclenching his fist.
Aye, he said, I have that.
And he raised two fingers to his lips and blew on them gently. There was a pause.
Your hand? Asked Aziraphale.
Aye, 'tis a terrible weapon. It did for ye, demon spawn, did it not?
Have you anything more substantial? How about the golden dagger of Megiddo, or the shiv of Kali?
Shadwell shook his head.
I've got some pins, he suggested, and the thunder gun, of which, Finder Colonel, ye shall not eat any living thing with the blood, neither shall ye use enchantment, nor observe times Dalrymple. I could load it with silver bullets.
That's werewolves, I believe, said Aziraphale.
Garlic!
Vampires!
Shadwell shrugged. Aye, weel. I dinna have any fancy bullets anyway, but the thunder gun will fire anything. I'll go and fetch it.
He shuffled out, thinking, why do I need another weapon? I'm a man with a hand.
Now, dear lady, said Aziraphale, I trust you have a reliable mode of transportation at your disposal?
Oh, yes, said Madam Tracy. She went over to the corner of the kitchen and picked up a pink motorbike helmet with a yellow sunflower painted on it and put it on, strapping it under her chin. Then she rummaged in a cupboard, pulled out 300 or 400 plastic shopping bags and a heap of yellowing local newspapers, then a dusty day-glow green helmet with Easy Rider written across the top, a present from her niece Petula 20 years before. Chadwell, returning with the thunder gun over his shoulder, stared at her, unbelieving.
"I don't know what you're staring at, Mr. Shadwell," she told him. "It's parked in the road downstairs."
She passed him the helmet.
"You've got to put it on, it's the law. I don't think you're really allowed to have three people on a scooter, even if two of them are, sharing. But it's an emergency, and I'm sure you'll be quite safe if you hold on to me nice and tight."
And she smiled.
"Won't that be fun?"
Shadwell paled, muttered something inaudible, and put on the green helmet.
"What was that, Mr. Shadwell?"
Madam Tracy looked at him sharply.
I said, deal ding a divot off your way and we are slaughter speed, said Shadwell.
That'll be quite enough of that kind of language, Mr. Shadwell, said Madam Tracy, and she marched him out of the hall and down the stairs to Crouch End High Street, where an elderly scooter waited to take the two, well, call it three, of them away.
The lorry blocked the road, and the corrugated iron blocked the road, and a 30-foot pile of fish blocked the road. It was one of the most effectively blocked roads the sergeant had ever seen. The rain wasn't helping.
"Any idea when the bulldozers are likely to get here?" he shouted into his radio.
"We're doing the best we can," came the reply.
He felt something tugging at his trouser cuff and looked down.
"Lobsters?"
He gave a little skip and a jump and wound up on top of the police car.
"Lobsters?"
he repeated. There were about 30 of them, some over 2 feet long. Most of them were on their way up the motorway. Half a dozen had stopped to check out the police car.
"Something wrong, Sarge?" asked the police constable, who was taking down the lorry driver's details on the hard shoulder.
"I just don't like lobsters," said the sergeant grimly, shutting his eyes. "Bring me out in a rash. Too many legs. I'll just sit up here a bit and you can tell me when they've all gone."
He sat on the top of the car in the rain and felt the water seeping into the bottom of his trousers. There was a low roar. Thunder? No.